Each spring, Minneapolis hosts Voltage, the Midwest's premier fashion and rock show, where local musicians and designers showcase their talents. This is the second year Minneapolis-based designer Raul Osorio has shown his work at Voltage. I sat down with Raul to see just how he got involved in fashion design.
Well, I went to school to MCTC for apparel, but I also went to an academy that my parents own in Honduras, and I learned how to sew there. They teach people how to sew. People that have like a very low income, they go to this school to like have like some sort of job at the end. So basically all my skills like came from there.
How did you get involved in Voltage?
Voltage, this is the second time that I do it. I remember going to Voltage all the time, and then I just decided that I wanted to do it. Like I applied once, like last year. I didn't feel very comfortable doing it because I was like, maybe I'm not good enough. Because, you know, you always see like this awesome show put together. But then I applied, I decided to do menswear and they really like it. So they called me back and I did it. And after that, I haven't stopped. Like last year I had like four shows and it has been an amazing year so far.
What's the application process like to get into Voltage?
Well, basically you have to, you know, you fill out an application, you have to send sketches, you have to send a proposal, you have to go through, I feel like it's one interview, and then they pick, like, 2010 they had like, I think, like about 40 applications, and then they end up with, you know, 10 designers. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that apply for it that want to be part of Voltage, so it makes you feel a little special, you know, to get in, so.
I asked Raul what his 2011 collection looks like and where he draws his inspiration from.
Well, it's very feminine. I decided to do women's wear this time. I based it on this photo that I saw at the MIA, and I was trying to find inspiration, and I saw this photo of Marilyn Monroe. I have this thing about that photo that I couldn't let go. It's literally just about her like face and hair. To me, it was about like this woman that was very like, very vain, you know, very vain, but also very secure, like very, I don't know, whenever I see her photo, like I feel like she was very secure, very powerful, almost like full of herself, you know, and I think that that's how every woman should be too. I mean, the people that wear my clothes is like, I don't think that it's for everyone. It takes the right woman to wear it, but once you wear it, you'll feel like on top of the world, and that's what I want. That's how it started, like a photo from the MIA of Marilyn Monroe that made me make the first outfit, and then I ended up with 9.
Check out Raul's designs at raulosorio.com. That's RAULOSORIO.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie Gissell.
Ten 1,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.